Good morning, everyone, and a good night of Shabbos. Today is Yud Beis, the 12th of the month of Mar Cheshvan Tavshin Pei Aleph. We continue our learning of personal growth and character development. On Fridays, I'll share a quick thought on the weekly Parsha. Our Parsha this week begins in Parshas Lech Lecha with Hashem's command to Avram Avinu that he should leave his homeland and he should go and settle in Eretz Yisrael. Vayomer Hashem el Avram, Lech Lecha me'artzecha, to the land Asher Areka, to the place that I will show you and I will send you. Of course, this tzivoy, this command is noted and is regarded as one of the trials of Avraham Avinu, as the Mishnah Perkei Avos tells us. It's in fact the first of the Asar Nisyonos, the 10 tests to which he would be confronted, to which he would be challenged. He would need to overcome as he would listen to Hashem's call and leave everything behind that he knew to begin a new life in a foreign and in a distant place. Now, of course, when we think about the status and the description of this as a Nisayon, this as a test, it comes into question when we consider the continuation of the narrative, the very story that we will continue to learn about, which is in the very next pasuk, which means that after instructing Avraham Avinu to relocate, Hashem promises him that in his new land, Avraham Avinu will be blessed with great wealth, with children, with fame, so on and so forth. And it's going to be that I'm going to make you a great nation. I'm going to bless you. Your name will become great. You will be a bracha. Ve'ye bracha. I will bless you. And anyone who curses you will be cursed, and anyone who blesses you will be blessed. This is what the next two psukim that follow Lech Lecha. Now, of course, until this point, we know that Avram was childless, he was poor, and so we wonder, really, was it really such a nisayon? Was it really such a test for him to listen to the tzivoy Hashem, to the commandment of the Almighty, to move to a different place where he would bear children, he would become very wealthy, he would earn worldwide and national fame? You know, if you think about it, in fact, Rashi is bothered by the word Lecha. It is would have been easier to have just been written as Lech, told to go. What is added by Lecha? So Rashi says that Avram was being told that he's going to go to a place that it's in his best interest. He's going to have this great and tremendous success. So if the Ribbono Shel Olam, if God wanted him to go to such a place and have the success, if anybody would have been spoken, if we would have been spoken to and issued a command to relocate with the same promises, wouldn't we immediately comply? We'd have no worry, we'd have no angst. Was this truly a Nisayon? So there's some that explain that the Nisayon, the test, was that of when we see that things don't happen as immediately as we hope that they would, so sometimes we think that they're not going to happen. That was how some explained that the Nisayon was that none of this happened immediately, even though he was promised that it was going to happen. We know that Avram had tremendous challenge, many, many hardships along the way, and yet, with faith that he had in the Ribbono Shel Olam, it never wavered. We expect things to happen right away, and the fact that it didn't, that was a Nisayon. But here's the second answer, which is a very important lesson for all of us going into Shabbos. Some explain finding out what in fact emerges from a closer reading of the pasuk that describes Avram Avinu's compliance with Hashem's command. What does the Torah say? Vayelech Avram ka'asher diber elav Hashem. That Avram Avinu went, he was lech lecha, as the Ribbono Shel Olam, as Hashem spoke to him. He left his homeland and went to Eretz Yisrael only as Hashem spoke to him, in order to fulfill Hashem's command. He didn't go in order to earn respect and great rewards and to have all of the things that were promised him. He was driven solely by the sincere desire to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam and to do the right thing, to do the Ratzon Hashem, to do the Avodas Hashem. And actually, as it turns out, maybe it was, as the commentaries point out, that the promise of reward of Schar is specifically what made this a test to begin with. One that was indeed so difficult. The riches, the notoriety, the fame, and the household all tempted Avram Avinu to serve Hashem for selfish purposes, for his own interests, rather than as a sincere, devoted servant of his Creator. And so therefore, the commentaries explain that this was the Nisayon. This was the test that Avram Avinu successfully passed. And we, as Avram Avinu's descendants, have to strive very, very vigilantly to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, to serve Hashem with the same sense and degree of sincerity. We should not be doing the mitzvos for our own selfish interests, for our personal gain, for notoriety, for people to think of us in such a way. Our primary concern and desire must be to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a genuine sense of devotion, a genuine sense of love without any ulterior motives. And we think of that, and by doing this, we makadosh Shem Shemayim. I wish each and every one of you a beautiful day and a wonderful, uplifted, happy, and holy Shabbos Kodesh.